We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gary Klein covers the Rams for the LA Times. He joins us now. Gary, Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. First, before I get the nuts and bolts, tell me, how do the Rams fit into the culture, the sports culture, at this early juncture in L.A.? For the how popular are they? How trendy are they? How would you describe them?
Well, I think they, they've certainly made big strides since they came back in 2016, where I think it was more of a curiosity, other than for some longtime Rams fans. That was two decades of no NFL football here, and that first season didn't go too well. But I would say, based on last season when they made the playoffs, and now with a run to the NFC Championship game, they've definitely made some inroads with some of their star players and whatnot. But
Are they an event?
They're, a playoff game definitely is an event, but this is not LeBron James and the Lakers, or even the Lakers without LeBron James. They still dominate, I think, the LA sports landscape, and the Dodgers, of course, are still big. But the Rams, with this kind of a run, and certainly if they win on Sunday, I think they will have established themselves as one of the big attractions here.
Your coach has become kind of the prototype. The big joke is, if you can spend 20 minutes with him, you'll be a head coach in the league. We all know that. Tell me something that we haven't seen this year out of McVay that you see.
Well, I mean, I will say this, he's kind of who he is. He's not a guy that's, I think, putting on a front. Any of that stuff that shows up in the press conferences or in any moments in the game, that's kind of who he is. I mean, he's been described as kind of a football cyborg, and that's kind of what he is. But I think he does have kind of that human element that not only with the players, but everyone in the organization, they seem to feel it. And I don't think it's overstated that, how one guy can kind of change something. He seems like he's really done that.
No, I think he has. I think he has impacted the culture of the team, and I think the team reacts to him. I think they respond to him very well. The team's crisp. The team plays hard. The team plays with a purpose. I think all that's true. One thing I noticed about both these teams this weekend is neither team's operated as efficiently or as well as it did early in the season. Since week 13, both quarterback ratings are down. Both offenses are down. Maybe it is a couple of his injuries. Cooper Kupp for you guys. Saints have had a couple of guys banged up. Maybe even Breeze a little banged up. But clearly, that's even Gurley, there's rumors about being a little banged up. Where are the Rams off last week in that powerful running performance? Where are they right now compared to where they were at their zenith this year?
Well, you mentioned Cooper Kupp and the loss of him. Even though he's kind of a possession receiver, that really changed their offense, because him, Brandon Cooks, and Robert Woods with Goff were in like almost perfect synchronicity. With him not being there, it changed a lot of things. Now, of course, they've added C.J. Anderson, so they've kind of evolved in terms of what kind of offense they are. But you mentioned Jared Goff, and Mike, he's kind of, to me, the X factor in this game, because Drew Brees has been through it all.
Yep.
He's not going to, even if he's not feeling good, he's been in these situations. He's unflappable. To me, the question is Jared Goff going to play well enough to help the Rams win? And is McVay going to put him in positions to have to make plays and maybe turn the ball over?
You know, Gurley looked really good. I know he didn't carry the ball that many times, and Anderson got a lot of work too, but I thought Gurley looked really good the other night.
Well, he had almost a month off. I mean, he kind of got hurt, banged up in that Philadelphia game. Then he was out for 2 weeks, and then they had a bye. So he was very, very fresh, and he's motivated. I mean, he's a guy, he welcomes C.J. Anderson being there because he gives him a break, and he was obviously very productive. But Gurley is not a guy that likes to come out of the game. He likes to be in it. He likes to be part of it. And like you said, I thought he looked fast. He had that on the touchdown. He kind of broke away for the first time, in a long time in this season. So going to New Orleans, I think that's the thing about the Rams. You look at that injury report, there's no Rams players on it. And
yeah,
there's a reason. they're healthy. Like you said, I think they're on point coming off that game against Dallas, but we'll see once they get into the Superdome and in that atmosphere if they can, you know, if they can turn around what happened there last time.
Gary Klein, L.A. Rams, covers the Rams for the L.A. Times. Championship game Sunday as the Rams will be in New Orleans. The running game last week, so impressive. Sullivan, Whitworth, and Whitworth really was a great signing. I want the Giants to sign Whitworth that year. The Rams signed him. That was a, you know, that was a huge signing by you guys. That was a stroke of genius. He's really been a big player for you guys.
That was a, and you know, I'm not trying to be funny here, but that was a giant signing for them.
Yep.
In terms of just solidifying everything around Goff. Because remember, this is a quarterback that they've got under control, you know, that's not earning $20 or $30 million a year yet, so they can spend on those other positions. And, you know, as much heat as Les Snead took when he was partnered with Jeff Fisher early in his career, the moves that they have made since they've come to L.A., he and McVay, in terms of Andrew Whitworth, Robert Woods, who was kind of, you know, a big star here in L.A. at SC, but kind of under the radar up in Buffalo there for the first part of his career. He's been a huge addition, and I think all those off-season moves, the headlines, you know, were Marcus Peters and Tlaib and Ndamukong Suh and Brandon Cooks, but during the season, the ability to pick up Dante Fowler and now C.J. Anderson, it's just, you know, they have a roster that's built to win a Super Bowl or at least contend for one with a quarterback, again, who's under control from a salary standpoint.
No question. I thought Sue and Tlaib last week, well, Tlaib's enormous because your other corners are shaky, and he was really good. And I thought Sue had a terrific game. You know, no one's going to let Donald beat him in the playoffs if they can help it, so Sue's going to have to make some plays. Clearly, he was spotty this year, but he had a big game against the Cowboys.
He had a big game against the Cowboys, and, you know, he said he was inspired because it was playoff football. And then I went, looked, and checked on his contract, and he's got a $1 million bonus if they end up. He's already earned $750,000 in bonuses just by winning the one playoff game. If they beat the Saints, he's due to have that increase to $1 million. So he definitely has motivation.
Well, yeah.
And Tlaib, you know, they did not have him the first time around against the Saints. And that, you know, Drew Brees, Michael Thomas embarrassed them, of
yep.
course, on that last play with Marcus Peters. But to me, on the defensive side for the Rams, that's the other X factor this time around, is that you have Tlaib, who's been through these kinds of games, very experienced, very savvy, and we'll see if he can.
And he was okay, right? Because he went in the tent last week, but he came back and played, so he's okay, right? No concussion stuff, no hangover, nothing for him this week, right?
Nothing that's apparent. He's been practicing all week. He's done his media, and he says, you know, he's feeling good. So that's the thing. Like, you know, I mean, I don't like to dwell too much on injury reports and stuff like that. I know from a gambling side, that's kind of important for a lot of people, but when you look at the Rams and that injury report comes out every day and there's no one listed at this point in the season for an NFL team, you know, that's the reason they're confident going into this game, because they have everyone available.
I know they believe in their coach. Do you think this team and these veteran players, they believe this quarterback's ready? You know, I thought he played a pretty good game last week. I thought, you know, he did the right things. He made the right plays, especially even that third down running, staying in bounds. I thought he played a pretty good game last week.
That run in particular was a heady play, a great play. But I think they were running the ball so well, you didn't see McVay putting it in his hands to win or lose. You know, I mean, it just struck me watching it that he played efficiently, but he didn't have to make those kinds of plays that
yep.
you might have to make in an NFC championship game. And he has played great this year. I mean, he's definitely earned that Pro Bowl, vote it. That spot on the Pro Bowl roster, but he did have a shaky period there after the bye, after that very entertaining Kansas City game. He struggled, and he's kind of got back on track, and we'll see going into the pressure cooker of an NFC championship game if he can come up big.
With Cooper Kupp down, if there's a play, if there's a third and eight, is there one guy he wants? Is there one guy he looks to, or does he spread it around?
Well, he spreads it around, but Robert Woods has really been, I think, their go-to guy in those situations now. And when Kupp went out, Woods actually moved into Kupp's position, and
yep.
Josh Reynolds came on and plays in Woods' spot. So to me, he's that guy. Last week, it seemed like it was Brandon Cooks. He found him a couple times on third down. Occasionally, you know, they'll go to Gurley. They and they're using their tight ends now. So McVay has a lot of weapons going out of.
Yeah, Higbee's okay. You know, Higbee's an okay player. He's okay. He's going to get better too, I think.
He's done really well of late. And Gerald Everett, the guy that they took last year in the second round, a tight end, is a kind of a catch and run guy. He had a little bit of a coming out against New Orleans earlier in the season when they went to him on a 2-point conversion. So they've got a lot of weapons. And McVay, you know, I was talking about Jared Goff being in the moment, and this is a big game. Hey, look, the guys in the championship games, the coaches in these championship games, Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, these guys have all been through it. And it will be interesting to see if Sean McVay, in his first one, when you got to make a crucial decision or you got to gamble or you're going to be conservative, whatever it is, it's going to be really interesting to see how he handles it.
Well, you know, I always look for the theme. And to me, you could have the old guard. You could have Breeze and Brady back. You could have the new wave. You could have your coach and Mahomes, the new wave going. Or you could have half a loaf. So it's one or the other. But, I mean, you could have the new wave game. You in Kansas City would be kind of the ushering in of the new era of the NFL.
All of those matchups, all of the permutations, to me, are fascinating. And like as you mentioned, I think there's a lot of people that would love to see a repeat of that Kansas City Rams game just because it was so entertaining from an offensive standpoint. But, you know, a Breeze-Brady matchup would be crazy. You know, a Breeze-Goff a Brady-Goff or a Mahomes. Breeze, any of those combinations, I think from a football fan standpoint, this weekend is it really shapes up to be great.
Is Gurley, you said earlier, he's okay. Is he okay with Anderson? If Anderson's getting the ball in money time, he's okay with that? You haven't seen any idea that he's not, right?
I have not seen any idea that he's not. I think on some levels, you know, from a pride standpoint, I'm sure he'd love to be the only guy getting them all. But, you know, he's been through an injury. That's a left knee that was surgically repaired after he came out of Georgia. So I think he wants to get as much mileage out of his career as well. And if there's a guy who can come in and do the job and not make him feel like he's letting the team down by not being in there, then I think he's all for it.
Yeah, and Anderson's run hard. He's run well. He's done a good job. He really has. He's done a very good job. As a matter of fact, he said, I'm fresh. I'm ready to go. And he's done a very good job. And you know what? The NFL, the history of the NFL is backs coming out of nowhere and having big games. I mean, that's been the history because fresh backs make a difference. They really do.
And he's not a guy like you know, that no one knew about. This is a guy that ran for 1,000 yards last season for Denver, but was cut because they weren't going to pay him what he would have needed. So he goes to Carolina to kind of team with Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey goes off and has an insane year, so they cut him. And his short stay in Oakland wasn't because they signed him and said, hey, we don't want this guy. He was getting ready to play that week, but they lost two offensive linemen that got injured, so they had to get their 46-man roster together, and they signed some offensive linemen and let him go. So it's not like a guy who's been on the scrap heap. This is a guy that's proven in the NFL, that's played in a Super Bowl, scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl, and protected Peyton Manning in another one. So, you know, again, going back to kind of the moves that Les Snead made, this one looks like a stroke of genius.
You know, it's funny, an ex-king from your town who came to Oz, Pat Riley, used to always talk about the innocent climb for teams. You guys made the playoffs last year. This year there was pressure to get a win. You did that. You got the win. If you lose a tough game here, you guys are still on schedule. Can you feel that, or does this town expect more?
No, I think, you know, this is the next logical step, right? So, I mean, if they get to the Super Bowl, I think that would be a huge, you know, obviously a giant step. If they lost in the NFC Championship game, I don't know that you could necessarily say they failed or, I guess, depending on how they play.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of pressure on them. I think there was last week. I think they needed to win that game, and they did. They showed up. They did everything. So I don't sense a lot of pressure on them this week.
No, I think if you're Drew Brees, how many more chances
right.
are you going to get at this,
absolutely.
Right? So,
yep.
So there's more pressure there. You're playing at home. Home teams have won in the last 5 years. The home teams have won every championship game. So there's pressure on the Saints. The Rams may be playing with a little bit of house money. But I also think, you know this, Mike, just the way the NFL works year to year, you're not going to have the same team every year.
No, it's always different. It's always
some of
different.
These guys, yep. are going to be gone for whatever reason. You're going to move them, and so it's not going to be the same group, or at least you know, that's the thing about this. If you win this game and you're the Rams, then maybe you make some different decisions in terms of guys you weren't thinking of bringing back and all that kind of stuff. So,
and if the game's on the line, your kick is pretty good. You can trust him, right? He's a pretty good kicker, right?
Well, you know what? The thing about Greg Zuerlein, he is, but he has never, until the other night, had not played in a playoff game, you know, so that was his first. But he has been very dependable and reliable for the Rams. He's pretty good in domes. I want to say, though, that he missed, I can't remember if he missed an extra point or field goal at New Orleans. I may be wrong about that,
right.
But he's an all pro. He's been a Pro Bowl guy. Johnny Hecker, their punter, is very, very good.
Yep.
But we'll see. This is the thing. You know, they got a young punt returner, not necessarily young, JoJo Natson, who was with the Jets last year, I think, for a time. Those are the kinds of guys in these games that, you know, can make the difference, either with a great play or a bad play. So keep an eye on him as well.
Well, listen, thanks for your time. Good luck. Enjoy your week. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Gary Klein, LA Times, about the Rams. So they're healthy. Tlaib's healthy. Everybody's ready to go. They seem like they're a happy ship. And plus, not a lot of pressure on them this week. Last week, they had to beat the Cowboys. You know, year two, it's what Pat called the innocent climb all the time. You take that next step. Last year, they made the playoffs. This year, get to the playoffs, win a game. If they go this week and play a good game and lose, they're right on schedule. Right on schedule. A lot of people will be picking them to win the Super Bowl next year. A lot of people will be picking them to be the team next year. So right on schedule. Clearly more pressure on the Saints by a wide margin this week. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.